Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Man, everybody, this is crazy. I get asked about this kind of stuff all the time, and that's split testing. We actually, if you go back a step to where we actually started ClickFunnels, one of the main things we were looking at was trying to find, when Russell basically burned his business down to the ground and had to restart and rebuild it, the crazy thing he was looking at is, how do I attract the right customer? And so one of the things we ended up doing was creating a book called The 108 Split Tests. It's actually, it was .com Secrets Labs, 108 Proven Split Test Winners, simple tweaks you can make to your website so you can make more money now. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is, I'm going to go through just a couple of those so you understand that. We'll talk about some of the metrics and things that when you're looking at your funnels that matter. But then I want to take a little sidestep and go down a tangent of, what are the three best business life split tests you need to be taking, and some of my results from those tests as well. So when you take a look at funnels, some of the main things that we pay attention to, the first thing is, you want to make sure that in an ideal world here, if we can create a break-even funnel, that's the first thing we're trying to do. So often a lot of people, when they're looking at their business, they think, gosh, what I need to do is I got to find a way of making money on the front end. Realize all you're trying to do is you're trying to acquire a customer, and that's what matters most. And whoever can spend the most to acquire a customer wins. That's age-old Dan Kennedy advice. So the key here is to realize that, how much more can I spend to acquire that customer? In an ideal world, if you can spend more than your competitors, you actually could pay your competitors for their customers, and you would actually dominate and monopolize the entire marketplace. So whenever we're looking at business, we start looking at our funnels as far as, what's our cost to acquire the customer? So if you're taking a look at your Facebook ads and things, you're just saying, okay, how much does it cost me to actually get a customer? And then what is my average cart value? So in a perfect world, if I can get my cost to acquire my customer and my average cart value to be the same, then I basically am acquiring customers for free. And sometimes you gotta actually get to the point where your cost to acquire a customer is less than your average cart value, and then you're actually making money on the front end. And that's kind of the holy grail. So for us, I can tell you, if you take a look at any of our front end offers right now for ClickFunnels, if we were to actually try to put up a free trial for ClickFunnels, it would cost us anywhere between about $142 to about $155 for a free trial. Now realize, in doing that, on day 15, right now, depending on which channel they come in, on the worst case, only 40% of those people actually pay on day 15. And if they go through our onboarding sequence and everything else, we're around 62%. So what happens there is, let's just call it right in the middle. Let's say it's 50% of those people pay. In other words, to actually get a paying customer, it would cost us almost $300. Well, since we funded this ourselves, it didn't make any sense to go that direction. So what we ended up doing actually was, we changed things and went the other direction, where we had a whole bunch of front-end funnels. Some of those front-end funnels you've seen have been .com Secrets book, the Expert Secrets book, our 108 split tests, our three core funnels, our perfect webinar. There's a whole bunch of different front-ends, because realize, for us, take for example, any of our book funnels, our average cart value is typically somewhere between $32 to $38. And our cost to acquire that customer is about $20. So we actually make, call it $15 for every customer who comes in on any of those. Our One Funnel Away Challenge is the same way. And in doing that, now obviously we then have to start doing education, but we've acquired those customers at a profit, and then we turn around and we market to them on a regular basis and do everything we possibly can to then get them into ClickFunnels. And currently right now, just to kind of tell you some metrics and things, we're adding right now, there's two steps to the ClickFunnels trial. So the first step is, you can put your name, your email, your password, and your name in. And then the next part, since it's a 14-day free trial with a credit card, you then put your credit card in. So we get right now about 1,600 people a day who come in and do step one, who then enter their email, their name, and their password. And then about 600 of those people actually enter in their credit card. So we have about 1,000 people a day who are basically brought in, who then we have to market to get them to sign back up to complete that trial process. And again, that's a topic for another situation, another podcast. So I just want to kind of go through some of these metrics. Now understand, when you're taking a look at funnels, in fact, I'll give you one of the split tests that's actually in the 108 split test book. So this is called tweaking the frame. And so what happened here was we had a free video that basically sent them to an opt-in page, and it was a three-step there as far as how did you hear about us, get access to the information, and then put in your information, and then step three was get your access. So what happened here was on step three, when they got to the end, step three basically said, you're finished, congratulations, boom, you're done. Versus the control, we then actually tested that against step three, get your access. Now, what was interesting, when we said finish, on the finish option, we actually increased our opt-ins by 18%, but we decreased the sales by 31%. So I want to make sure you understand that we were able to get higher opt-ins, but we had a lower sale on the back end. In other words, what happened here is whenever you say finish, you close that loop in your mind of your prospect. By saying get your access on step three, it allowed us to then go into what we refer to as a one-time offer. And right now, if you take a look at any of our funnels, you will never see finished. Even on the thank you page, we're still offering something on the thank you page. The whole idea here is if you can keep that loop open, they don't feel like they've finished, so they're open for another suggestion. Too often we see people say, congratulations, you're finished. Well, in the mind of that buyer or the person who opted in, they now have done. They've done their job. And so you now have to open a brand new loop whenever you put up another offer in front of them. What we've seen for a lot of any of our funnels is we typically will have one, maybe two OTOs or one-time offers. We love putting in what we refer to as an order form bump. It's kind of a secret, it's a really small, simple order form bump actually on the order page. It's kind of like an upsell. And our conversion typically on our order form bumps is about 30 to 35%, which is just a huge, huge number. So we get about a third of our people who end up basically just clicking one box as, yes, I want the audios, or yes, I want a free report or this nine free funnel secrets. That little tiny bump basically is what helps pay for a lot of the ads. But realize if I said you were finished, I would then have to open up a brand new loop. I have a brand new sales presentation to then start selling them again. So what we've seen here basically is by just saying, get your access, that loop is still open. The pre-frame is still there. And now by tweaking that frame, we're able to continue to go forward and sell them additional products and offerings. So again, those are some of the stuff that we split test. And again, if you want, you can go get the 108 proven split tests. I think right now we actually have it now as part of our FunnelFlix offering. So just go get a free trial ClickFunnels and FunnelFlix. You'll have access to FunnelU at our 297 level. Anyways, that's split testing. So just testing those types of things. The other types of split testing you'll find that we do a lot is what's the color of the button? What's the headline? We'll split test different headlines. We'll split test if putting the order form page on the right versus the left. Those are the little tiny things that, again, this goes back to the principle far as small hinges swing huge doors. And I just want to make sure you understand just the principle here as far as split test. I can go into days about different split tests that we do. Now what I want to do is I want to transition into what are some of the split tests that you're doing in your business life? What are the three split tests that will matter the most for you? So for years, I've done a ton of split testing in funnels and in offerings. When I was doing a whole bunch of direct response mail, we would do all sorts of different split tests because anything I could do to get an open rate was just massive, massive change. For me, in my business life, the one thing that matters, so similar to like the one thing that mattered most when I'm looking at a funnel is my cost to acquire a customer and my average cart value. In my business life, the one thing that matters most is my energy level. It is like the most important thing, not only for the way I personally deal with stress, it also impacts the way in which the employees and people who work for us, how they respond to me. It has a massive impact on how I come home at the end of the day and how my family deals with me the rest of the evening. So realize, for me as a business owner, the most important thing I'm trying to do is get as much energy as I possibly can and maintain that energy throughout the day. So I'm always split testing things around energy levels. Some of the things that matter from that I've seen in my own personal life, one of those things is the actual vocabulary, the words that I use. It's crazy how if all of a sudden you start having a lot of negative words, your mind starts, your vocabulary literally will change your physical state. And so I'm really quite conscientious of the vocabulary and the things that I use when I'm talking to anybody, whether it's my employees, my family members, whether it's the vocabulary I'm using in my own self-talk. And so one of the things I'm very conscientious of is the vocabulary that I'm using. Another thing is sleep. I've always been one of those things where sleep just didn't matter. I started off my career years ago in the idea I was going to become an orthopedic surgeon, and I had literally trained my body where I functioned really, really well on like 4 to 5 hours of sleep, so I thought. And I do so much sleep testing right now is probably the thing I'm paying the most attention to. And for me, I use an Oura Ring, which tracks REM sleep, it tracks deep sleep, it tracks latency, it tracks a whole bunch of different things. But I'm paying a ton of attention to sleep. So what I've found for myself is there's a certain, if I can get to bed between 10:30, for sure by 11, ideally if I can get to bed before 10:30 is the best, but I have to be in bed before 11. If I'm up past 11, my mind kicks into overgear and I start trying to solve problems between 11 and 1, and then I'm trashed the next day. So I've realized for me, I've got to get into bed and asleep, ideally between 10:15 and 10:45. That's kind of my sweet spot. And I literally, my Oura Ring has told me that, and I've realized from that, if I can get to bed between those periods of time, I can function on 5 hours real well, but my best sleep is about 6 to 6.5. And so for me, I function really well if I can get to bed by 10:30 or so, and I get up at 5 o'clock or so, 5:15. That's just for me. And again, everyone's different on that. My wife, 8 hours is ideal for her. She can do 7, but 8 hours is great for her. And what I've realized is sleep is probably the one thing that most people just, especially the entrepreneur these days, everyone's always focused on grind, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. And if you disregard the impact of sleep, you will literally, you'll burn out. Most important thing is, as a business owner, your main thing is you got to solve problems. And if you can't solve problems on an active basis, you just aren't as effective. So for me, that's one of the main things I'm looking at. The other thing I've been toying around with this year is exercise. I'm not really great at it yet, but what I'm realizing is 10,000 steps is a huge thing. I need 10,000 steps a day. The other thing I've realized is I'm real good if I can, I need to lift at least twice a week and get at least 2 days of cardio. Now I'm going to try to double that. And I'm split test again. I literally am split testing exercise right now in my life. I used to try to get up and be at the gym by 5 o'clock and working out. If I'm at the gym at 5 o'clock, I can't do that multiple days. That means I got to get up at like 4:15, and 4:20 was where I was always setting my alarm. And anytime I see a 4 on the clock, it just wrecks me. I don't know what it is. So I'm trying to test and tweak when I actually go and exercise. The third thing is nutrition. Nutrition is probably for me the most important part that I have really neglected over time, but I'm really starting to pay attention to it. Alex Sharfman talks about this whole idea. As a business owner, you literally are a $1 million racehorse. And if you had a $1 million racehorse, what would you be feeding it? How would you be treating it? He asked those types of questions. And it's because of those questions, I've really looked at how am I eating? What am I eating? How am I sleeping? What am I exercising? If you had a $1 million racehorse, those are the things that you would have a trainer that literally measured the food, the sleep, the exercise, every single thing. You need to do the same thing for your body. So for me, I've really come to know that the ideal situation is unique for every person, but you need to find out what it is. And so I really encourage you to split test sleep, exercise, and nutrition. Those are the three things I would highly focus on. Those are the most important business life split tests you can do. The other subtle one I would say is, as kind of a bonus here, is split test the vocabulary and the words that you're using. For me, what I've used in the past have been the Oura Ring. I also use my Fitness Pal for tracking nutrition. I use Muse headset for meditation. I use Upright Go for posture. I'm literally measuring and split testing these things on a regular basis. The craziest thing I've seen is the impact that it has in the energy level, and most importantly, on my ability to solve problems and to think and receive revelation. So those are my quick little tips here for you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Let me know if this has, if this is impactful for you, if it's interesting for you. Please subscribe. I think it's probably the easiest way for me to actually get my message out to the world here is by having you subscribe and then Take an image of this, post it on social media if you liked it. Tell other people to subscribe and listen to it as well. Have an awesome day. Can't wait to see you guys at Funnel Hacking Live, and we'll see you guys soon. See ya.